RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's a man who came in from Hawaii. I'll bet you that's an Olin Krutz fan. No question about that.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Where do you want to go? I want to go at 56.
How about that? Prior to the snap, you could hear Kyle Orton ask Olin Krutz. He said, where do you want to go? Oh, he said, I want to go at 56. That was Nick Barnett. It's now second and goal.
Yeah, and the reason that he's asking is it's not so much important on running plays, but when you get into passing plays, protection is established based on who is designated as the middle linebacker. So Nick Barnett is that guy.
I want to go at 56.
So now when they get in that situation on a passing down, they're not giving it away because they're not only asking that on passing down.
Second and goal. Back in the end zone. Clark, wide open. Touchdown. And it's an upset win for the Chicago Bears, big over the Green Bay Packers.
Football analyst for 670 The Score.
Molly, he would cook it in the steam room and the sauna, and he had a certain amount of time. He would go back and forth in between, and when it would come out, it literally was like a watermelon. So when I would grab it, it's, you know, thank goodness I had big hands that I could eat.
Whoa.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel & Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons, your trusted local experts for heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electric, and generators. Olin Krutz now joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Zach Zaidman is in for Speaks. What's up, O?
Two of my favorite guys on radio, man. This is good. I hope you guys had a Merry Christmas. Try to keep Patrick Manley G-rated, but you never know what you're going to get.
It's true. You got to be careful with that Manley guy, you know. He'll take it there for sure.
OGK, I've got a lot of questions for you. Let's start with this. Before we get to the X's and O's of this game, Lawrence and I were talking about this. Throughout our time, just watching the Bears over the years, every big play that anyone can remember with the Bears is always a big run, a kick return, a pick six, a fumble return, a forced fumble, a sack, an actual kick. But pass plays very rarely are part of the conversation. And to me, that combined with the opponent last weekend was what made it special, right?
Definitely. A good point by you. And I was asked earlier in the week about that, about what win would I compare that win to? And David Hall brought up that, you know, obviously the Arizona Cardinals game, right? And the way we came back and overcame everything that won the game. And I said to him, just exactly what you're saying, Zach. Like, yeah, it is. But the difference here is the quarterback made the play, right? The offensive coordinator, who's the head coach, made the call, designed the play. And then we get the background story of how they both went over it and said, okay, like, here's a play I think will work against this team, which is just amazing to hear, right? When you're a Chicago Bear fan, like you're talking about. I mean, the only other one after David Hall talked to me, I could think about was Rex Grossman hitting Rashee Davis in overtime, right, versus the Seattle Seahawks. So that was the only other one other big pass play I could think of, but I'm sure there's other ones. But to watch your quarterback make a throw that universally all the people who throw a football or have thrown a football for a living or coach quarterbacks say that throw was almost impossible. And we see nowadays guys go over the percentages of completing that throw. And you saw Durham Smythe, he got beat on that play by Quay Walker. And we talk about, okay, our quarterback has to be a multiplier. And I always think a good thing to do, and you guys know this, and you guys do a great job of this also, is define these terms we use on the radio, right? Our quarterback, we need him to be a multiplier, make the guys around him better. When Durham Smythe got beat by Quay Walker, Caleb still completed the pass. You know what that is right there? That's a multiplier.
Oh, going back to the DJ Moore play, I think it's really interesting. Me and Clay Harbor got into this conversation yesterday or 2 days ago about tendencies and reading keys where they've been in 13 personnel six or seven times throughout the game. They show you 13 personnel, and if you're a Packers defender, you're going, oh, I recognize this personnel package. I think I know what they might be doing on this play. I like the fact that Ben has talked about the idea of making different things look the same and same things look different. When it comes to being able to use a formation to trick another team into believing they've got the right coverage, were you impressed by that as a choice for how the Bears set the Packers up on that play?
Definitely. And Lawrence, and not only that, but you come into the game as the second leading rush team in the NFL, right? And everyone's talking about, you got to stop their run, right? You got to stop Mononguy Swift and this really good offensive line. And Coach Dan Rochard and his unit this year has been really, really impressive, right? And a lot of credit to everybody up there. But not only that, but the first three plays of the half, right? I mean, of OT, incompletion, 7-yard run, 11-yard run, right? He not only did he set it up all game, Lawrence, with the 13 personnel, by that we mean three tight ends, but he also set it up in overtime, right? And now, man, you know, Coach Hafley, who's a great coach, who did a great job on that game, confusing the Bears in a game plan and came up with, just watching the game was awesome. Rewatching the film, I'm sure you guys felt that way when you rewatched the film, right? Coach Hafley did a great job. But at the end of the game, Ben Johnson, with the game tied, went a pass, run, 11-yard run. Now let me take my shot here, right? Now let me let my quarterback and DJ Moore run his route. And DJ Moore, man, I mean, what a catch. What a catch he made there for a guy who's heard a lot of things about, you know, a lot of things we heard about him this year. I go all the way back to people were talking about when Ben was talking about the guy, no block, no rock, and everyone said it was DJ. But here's DJ at the end of the year, competing, blocking, and making a game-winning catch.
You mentioned Hafley and the great job he did. Can you explain to us why the Bears had so much difficulty over the first 58 minutes? What was Green Bay doing from a defensive standpoint that maybe the Bears didn't expect?
Yeah, great question. And not they didn't expect. It's just that no one's ever seen them without Micah Parsons, right? No one ever saw them this year where they had to come out and they, you know, their best two pass rushers might be Coop, their two linebackers, Cooper and Quay Walker. And he just did a really nice job of keeping Caleb in the pocket. Anytime Caleb went to boot, we all know by boot and naked, I mean play action, breaking the pocket, getting outside the tackle. The thing we saw Caleb do really well, right? He gets outside the pocket, and you hear all the D coordinators, all the coaches talk about, even this week, that he can attack the field from anywhere, you know, outside the pocket. So he's really dangerous there. So he kept him inside the pocket. I think one time, Lucas Van Ness rushed underneath, and all I could imagine was when he got to the sideline, he got his butt ripped for that, right? He went underneath. Caleb got outside, made a nice pass, and we had a big gain on that play. But kept him inside the pocket, and then really, man, you know, they went with eight-man fronts, and they really competed against the Chicago Bears offensive line. They had a couple young D tackles, the Packers did, who really competed through the whole game, kept the run game under wraps, kept switching up zones on Caleb, went to some man, not a lot, but a little bit, a lot of zone blitzes, just a lot of things they did really well that complicated things for the Chicago Bears. And it looked like they had them on their heels for a while, but that's a great thing about this year about the Chicago Bears is we do have a really good play caller who's going to keep competing all the way throughout the game And then you got Dennis Allen, who, you know, worked his magic in the red zone. The defense didn't look good all game against a backup quarterback and some, you know, backup tight ends and a backup right tackle and backups everywhere there. And we're wondering, watching a damn game, what the hell is going on here, right? But then we recover an onside kick and find a way to win the game. And like you guys are talking about, even leading into this week, man, you know, like, it's so exciting as just a football fan to think, as a, when I watch the Chicago Bears, yeah, they got Kyle Shanahan, but we got Ben Johnson, man, and they got Robert Saleh, but guess what? We got Dennis Allen, and I can't wait, guys. I really can't wait for this game, and really even more, can't wait to turn the film on after the game and watch the way these coaches compete against each other.
So what's got you excited to see this matchup? What about the X and O battle do you think is relevant and has got you with the pen and the pad ready to write some of this stuff down and work through it?
Zach, you see, Lawrence is a good guy. He knows exactly what I'm ready to watch. I'm ready to watch Ben Johnson's run game and Kyle Shanahan's run game and them design things and turn a wing formation to an I formation on the run, run RPOs, just the different things that these two guys do to build formations, to confuse defenses, to give the O-lines the right angles, the right leverage, the advantage against the defense. They make it easy on their offensive line, man. They're always giving help. They're always running the ball. They're always a step ahead of the defense. It's not always uphill, right? We've seen that enough around here in Chicago on offense where it seems like the whole game is uphill. It seems like the whole game, the defense and the defensive coordinator know exactly where we're about to run. These two guys, Kyle Shanahan, I'm sure you guys talked about all week. He's on a heater, man. He's calling plays. He's matching up. Brock Purdy is looking good there in the pocket. Ben Johnson and Caleb getting comfortable together. That run game is rolling. The San Francisco 49ers, you turn their film on. You try to wonder who the hell are these guys on defense, right? I don't know about you guys, man, but I have to Google about 8 or 9 of them. Like, okay, who's this guy? Who's that guy?
I was going to ask you.
Where did you get that guy from? Where do you know? I actually had to print for the first time. I printed the sheet that, you know, how they were built. Yeah, you go into their game releases, like how the 49ers roster was built and who these guys are and how they acquired them. That's a job that Robert Saleh is doing over there. So the run game, of course, for me, Lawrence, like, I'm a run game guy. So the way that Ben Johnson and Kyle Shanahan, who obviously has been, you know, Alex Gibbs, if a listener doesn't know that name, old ball coach that coached under Kyle Shanahan's dad, outside zone guru. He's been watching this for years. The way he does run game is very impressive. But also, man, Ben Johnson, Coach Rashard, Bieniemy, they're doing the same thing up there at Halas Hall. So really fun game, man, for football guys this week to sit down in front of the TV, grab your favorite drink, grab your favorite food,
yes,
and get ready for a show.
Olin, we were talking about this earlier, Lawrence and I, about how Drew Dahlman's now a Pro Bowl center. He is having a great year, just one of many on that line, having a terrific year for the Bears. How much has Dahlman taken off of Caleb Williams' plate when it comes to understanding protection schemes? Who's the guy calling out the protection schemes? Does Caleb have to worry about that at all, or is it all on Dahlman?
When you listen to the TV copy, it's both of them, but you can see that they are working well together. He is taking a lot of the run game and the pass game off of Caleb's plate, and I'm sure they have center quarterback meetings, and I'm sure they meet together and they go over looks, and Ben Johnson and Coach Rashard talking about how they want the game called, how they want the advantage if a blitz comes, who they want picked up. We saw last week on the blitz, I was still trying to figure out. I actually was listening to the TV copy. I couldn't figure out why that linebacker came so free on the Manungai catch. You remember when he caught it? I think it was 34 yards, and then he punished a DB along the sideline. But Caleb, guy came free in his face. He still dealt it to Manungai. Things like that, right? Okay, hey Drew Dahlman, don't worry about it. If that guy blitzes, he's mine. I got him handled. And they're just communicating and doing a really good job. Dahlman's had a great year. As you guys know, watching him play has been really fun. He competes out there. Him, Joe Tooney, Jonah Jackson, Darnell Wright, Theo Bennett, they had Braxton Jones there, that Ozzie Trapillo, whoever they got playing left tackle, all those guys working together. Joe Tooney, man, I mean, I don't know if I've seen anybody more consistent at offensive line play, the way he blocks, the way he does things. Jonah Jackson, extremely physical, extremely violent, extremely athletic. Same thing for Darnell Wright. Really fun group to watch play football. But as far as Drew Dahlman, man, congratulations to him. It's been fun as a former center watching him play center, watching him compete, watching him do the things that he does. He is a reach block. By reach block, I mean on outside zone, which is guys get paid big money to do. You can reach the nose guard by yourself and get him cut off, get your head across. He's a reach blocking extraordinaire, man. As you guys know, I'm actually down here in Nashville. My son plays center. I tell him constantly, turn this guy's film on. Watch him reach block, guys. Watch the footwork he does. Study him. Guy's a good football player. So really enjoy him this year, and really just congratulations to him. I know how much it means to him and his family to make the Pro Bowl. It's an exciting day for these guys, and I just want to leave it at this. Just remember this, guys. If you didn't make Pro Bowl on the first day it was announced, you are not a Pro Bowler.
Well, I feel like Nashawn Wright is a Pro Bowler, even though he was not announced as a Pro Bowler.
You can say that, but then who do you take off the team?
Well, eventually someone's going to.
No, but what Olin is saying is that if you're going to put Nashawn on the team, then you have to take someone off. So who do you think he was more worthy than of the three guys that are ahead of him? Mm-hmm. That's the question.
Well, I mean,
that's always my argument. I understand Nashawn Wright had a great year, man. I mean, listen, the when he popped that fumble out on Josh Jacobs, I was like, this Nashawn Wright guy, man, he is just in the right place. This guy really is. I don't know how else to say it, but he's just a ball player. He's a heady football player, man. He seems to understand what routes the receivers are running. Like, you don't run up there and pull that ball out on that play unless you thought about it right. And he was like, he knew exactly where to touch the ball, so it popped out. So not taking anything away from his year, not saying he didn't have a Pro Bowl type season. All I'm saying is when guys say that to me, right, Darnell Wright deserved it, no doubt. Right, but am I taking Penei Sewell off the Pro Bowl?
Or Trent Williams.
So we got to take Sir Trent Williams, right? So you got to take somebody off the team if you're going to put somebody on it. I don't mind guys saying that. Like, this guy should be on the team. And I think there is an argument for him being on the team, right? Like, I think there is. So if I put him on the team, I probably take the kid in Philadelphia off the team from Iowa, right? That's who I probably put him on the team for the NFC. But if you're going to do that, we're going to say guys belong on the team. It's a big robbery. That's why the Pro Bowl is a popularity contest and everyone yells about it, but they never tell you who they'd want off. So I just want to say you got to be fair now, and that's why I'm saying if you're not on the team the first day it's announced, you're not a Pro Bowler, because what happens is we get down to like the third or fourth alternate and people are yelling, oh, why is he on the team? Well, he's an alternate.
Luckily, there's no more game anymore, so it's rare that people they don't leave the Pro Bowl now, because there's no actual game to play except tag, and they do like golf stuff.
Time we got to have a committee meeting. I always do this at my the gym when I train the kids. I tell them, okay, we're the committee. Give me a topic, and we run through topics. And you guys, it'd be funny. We ran through the Pro Bowl the other day, Lawrence, and one time we'll go through all of this too. But that's another pet peeve of mine, that everyone complains so much about a Pro Bowl game that it got canceled. Like, let the players go out there and have just some fun one day. I mean, the money you make off, the other games, the 300 football games you enjoy a year are quite enough, I imagine.
No, there's no doubt. I'm just saying that if you're looking for someone to fall off these teams, they're not going to do that because they don't have to play.
No.
They're just going to have a good time.
I'm more curious.
Which kills a lot of guys' Pro Bowl status.
It's true.
Were you very vocal in letting your teammates at Hallis Hall know if they were alternate Pro Bowlers, that they weren't real quote-unquote Pro Bowlers?
Zach, you were in the locker room. Hey, I tell you what, though, in 2007, when I didn't make it, it came right back to me because I was an alternate. And they're like, all right, Olin, man, but if you go, you're not a Pro Bowler. And I was like, man, I should have kept my mouth shut.
No doubt about that. To go back to this X and O matchup, but with San Francisco and their offense and what they do, George Kittle was a little hobbled after the game on Sunday. He's so good, and he's so well-rounded as a tight end. If he's healthy enough to go, how do you expect San Francisco will deploy him, and what do you hope the Bears do to try to stop him?
Yeah, you know, him and Christian McCaffrey are just two weapons that Kyle Shanahan does a really nice job making it very hard for the defense to stop this 49ers offense right now. They'll deploy him the same way They always deploy him on the move, right, helping on blocks. I saw one play today where he motioned, double-teamed the D-tackle, worked his way up to the linebacker, and Christian McCaffrey came right through that hole, man. He does such a nice job on the move and figuring out who to block and who to help, and that is such so hard to do. It's so hard to find a guy who can do that, and really the 49ers have two of them in him and Juszczyk. So I expect them to use him a lot in the run game, obviously, Lawrence. And look, man, the Chicago Bears, the DNs really struggled last week in run stopping and getting their pads low and stopping that Packers run game. Besides Montez Sweat, always does a nice job, obviously, with his size and his length and his strength. He does a good job, but the other guys who are coming in there, they really got to work on getting their pad low, and that's why I'm always a little wondering why Jonathan Ford is not suited up and they haven't tried Javon Dexter out there at DN on first and second down. But, it's going to be a big matchup this week, Lawrence. You know, Austin Booker is going to have to do a better job against the run, and so is Dominic Robinson. And he would be a tough matchup for those guys. And then obviously you know what they do in the pass game with play action and having him attack the middle of the field and matching him up on linebackers and find a way to get him open with different route concepts and just using the run game. And then, you know, Purdy does a really nice job in the pocket and reading the defense and finding a way to get him the ball. He's a matchup nightmare. I mean, anybody who watches him play, hopefully we got a guy in Colson Loveland who's becoming the same kind of football player for Ben Johnson.
Yeah, I just found it crazy watching that game against Indy. The Colts couldn't touch Purdy. If you can't touch him, forget about trying to sack him. If you can't get in his way, he will shred you apart because he's so good with his post-snap reads, which gets me back to the Bears offense and your specialty. Because to me, you have to be able to control time of possession to keep that 49ers offense off the field. Because the Niners defensively, like you mentioned it, you have to Google those guys. How are they winning with that defense? All the good players are out.
Effort, man. They're playing so hard and they're doing the things that their coaches are asking them to do, and really, really just the sum of their parts are better than their one defense. If Fred Warner's out, Bosa's out, I mean, you lose two guys like that, just go look at what they're paying them a year, right? Like, that's a big loss for the San Francisco 49ers defense. And like you're talking about, Zach, if you want to go out there and you want to pull off what a lot of people would consider an upset, you know, the Chicago Bears are a good football team this year. If you want to go out there to San Francisco and pull off this upset, then running the ball seems like the way to do it, and shortening this game and getting on that plane as early as you can and going on 13, 14 play drives, cutting this game in half, keeping the ball out of Brock Purdy and this offense's hands and just slowly getting on the field. But then when you get down there, obviously we got to score touchdowns, right? Put the ball in the end zone. Don't give the ball up at all, which we've done a really nice job of this year, not turning the ball over. Now, we did see McKenzie drop one last week, but that's kind of year the Chicago Bears are having, right? They're having that kind of year. So go down there, like you're saying, game plan, man. Let your offensive line overwhelm the San Francisco 49ers defense and the guys that they don't have. Now, we were saying the same thing last week about the Packers defensive line. They lost Devontae Wyatt and they lost Michael Parsons and they lost all these guys, and let's wear on them and run the ball. And that didn't work out. But the great thing is the Chicago Bears found a way to win that game, and then they can learn. They can turn the film on, and they tell us they're truth tellers, right? That's what they tell us all the time, that we are truth tellers over here at Halas Hall. Well, then if they went over that film, they had a lot to correct, and they had a lot of things to talk about to get down there to San Francisco and try to find yourself in this number one seed race.
Oh, as always, man, we appreciate it. Have fun down in Music City this week as the Illini get ready to take on the Vols. We appreciate it. Thanks so much for breaking it all down for us.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy it.
That is Olin Krutz.
OGK, Olin George Krutz, the best in the business.
He's the best, man. He's the best. He just knows so much. And if you listen, you can learn a lot about ball and the things to watch. I'm so glad that he and Big Cat have become a little bit more synonymous with the station, because offensive line play is honestly something that most people who even like and cover football don't truly get. So to hear them talk about it the way that they talk so passionately about it is really, really cool.
Why did it take so long to invest the middle of the line? Ben Johnson, Hey, I mean, why did it take Ben Johnson to tell you, hey, you know what would help? If we had some linemen in here with some experience.
They hit on all of them. And you add that to a guy in Darnell Wright who's pretty good.
And Trapillo, who's done a really nice job since taking over.
That's the crazy part, is that you haven't – they've had three different left tackles, and it kind of hasn't mattered. And that's wild. That's wild.
It's crazy.
That's how good the rest of the line has been. We got to take a timeout. We come back. I want to go back into a conversation, and O gave us a great answer about – Ben Johnson as a play caller. And we'll marry a couple of different things that we've been talking about. The 13 personnel that turns into the game winner and the trick play. We'll do all of that next. Zach is in for Speaks here on The Score.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Well, I've been waiting to say, and the stars are Spiegel and Holmes, Chicago.
Afternoons on The Score.
How would you describe what your offense is going to be about? You know, Caleb's different than Jared Goff. What would you describe to Bears fans what to expect from this offense?
Philosophically, what I believe in is similar to a blast from the past named John Shoup, and that is to make same things look different and different things look the same.
They were at North Carolina together, right? John Shoup and Ben Johnson?
Correct.
When Ben Johnson was a quarterback that worked his way onto the team, and the gospel of John Shoup is back.
I do think it's funny. John Shoup is a really nice guy, right? But if someone had told you in 2003 that just wait, you are going to be loving this John Shoup offense. Now, back then it was run by Cordell Stewart. It was not fun to watch the Bears in 2003. But if I would have told you then, just wait 20 years.
One of his disciples is going to completely change how you think about the Bears and offense.
He's going to revolutionize offensive football in Chicago. You're going to see things you never thought were possible. And there's going to be a quarterback here who does things that not all the time, he's going to frustrate you occasionally, but he's going to do things that make your eyes pop out of the head, because you're going to see throws you've never seen before. You're going to see spins and movement that you're not going to see before. We saw great runs from Justin Fields, right? That guy was as good of a runner as anyone who's ever played the quarterback position, but it was straight line. Caleb
is...
There's
the way that he darts around, ducks under, people will grab him and he will spin out of it. Like the whole, I am worried. Like that does scare me that one of these times, like he'll still be planted and something bad will happen. But his escapability there, Myles Garrett was like, I can't get you on the ground, and I get everybody on the ground.
It's almost like a choreographed
like dance.
Yes, it's unbelievable, you know, and it's fun to watch, right? It's entertaining. Like if Caleb was good all the time, right? Just doing the routinely well for those 58 minutes against Green Bay, then watching the Bears wouldn't be as fun, right? I mean, part of the allure here is the fact that it does look as bad as it looks occasionally, and as long as it's kind of close, you're kind of sitting there. Wait, when's it coming?
What's the thing that's going to turn this into an opportunity for Caleb to run a 4-minute offense, and then all of a sudden the Bears are in contention to win the game?
Although, to be fair, and I understood why Cairo waited past the 2-minute warning in order to kick the field goal, because what you're taught is at Soldier Field, Robbie Gold taught me this, and I think Cairo said this after the game, you're waiting for a point where the wind gust stops, and in that moment, bam, snap, kick, go, and you take advantage so you know how to handle the wind. Well, so he did that, right? And he got it through. But you're thinking at that point, well, game's over. You know, because there's no way, they're not going to recover. It's infinitesimal, getting an onside kickback. And then Matt LaFleur played it perfectly, right? You get your hands team out there, and you've got this great receiver in Romeo Doubs, and he looked up and
backed up,
and he got apprehensive.
Yes.
Right? But not only that, so he muffs the onside kick. And the Bears are right there to make a play. And now you're thinking, is this, there's no way. There's not enough time.
And then?
There was enough time.
And then the game goes into OT. And then there's the play. It's just, all of it is pretty incredible. That throw to DJ Moore. Olin talked a little bit about it and was great on it. I'm glad that we got his perspective on it. Clay Harbor was with me on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And we had a great time. We were talking ball. For a guy who played tight end for, 9 seasons in the NFL, he walked through the 13 personnel look that the Bears threw out there at the Packers and why it worked.
Talking about that last play, and I think I've heard a couple other people talk about it, but that play was out of 13 personnel. The Bears had run 6 plays prior to that last play out of 13 personnel, the touchdown to DJ Moore. They had ran the ball every time. Green Bay thinks they're trying to sneak into field goal range, kick a long field goal, get off the field. Guess what? 13 personnel. LaFleur probably says, hey, they're running this. Halfley goes, oh yeah, we're setting the house. 0 blitz, the 13. They haven't shown a pass out of this. They probably haven't even got one in the game plan. 7th play out of 13 personnel was that play to DJ Moore. So that's kind of like that cat and mouse game. They think that they're running it. They're outside of field goal range. They're trying to kick you out. Ben calls it because he knows when they see 13 go on the field, They're going to try to run this ball. He doesn't. Instead, he throws a dime 57 yards through the air, the third longest completion of Caleb Williams' career, to DJ Moore in the corner of the end zone. And for Caleb to throw that ball through that wind when 2 weeks earlier he lost a game on a similar pass against the same defensive back, it's just incredible.
And for those who don't know, 13 personnel is one running back, three tight ends. That's where the game has changed in a big way.
Sean McVay's running a ton of 13 personnel.
Right. And the reason for that is, in the old days, you would try to beat a team with scheme. You don't do that anymore. Now you beat them with personnel, because most of the time you're in nickel anyway, right? Which means you got smaller guys out there.
77% of the time, a lot of teams are in nickel because of what the offense. A lot, and that also traces back to McVay. McVay was running 11 personnel a ton, and he almost never ran 12 or 13 personnel. And then he got some injuries and was like, hey, why don't we try some stuff in 13?
And then Belichick got him in the Super Bowl, too.
Belichick pounded him.
Well, Belichick...
Six-man fronts, right, take away the double teams.
Belichick got him in the Super Bowl because he saw Vic Fangio, who got the Rams earlier that year in a primetime game at Soldier Field, which is why the double doink was such... Because I really believe in 2018, and I know it sounds laughable when I mention Matt Nagy and Mitchell Trubisky, but if the double doink doesn't happen, eventually there's a rematch against the Rams, and I think the Bears would have won that game.
You think Vic would have?
Vic had him the same way that the Patriots defense just stifled, and that basically soured McVay on Goff, sent him to Detroit, and you see how this has all worked. Then Ben Johnson became a star coordinator in Detroit eventually when they finally got on the same page with Goff. The rest is history, becomes the Bears head coach. Anyway, the point is, what I'm trying to say here is that because of the old days of attacking the Rams defensively, you needed the defensive backs. Then all of a sudden you go, wait a minute. If I get bigger guys there, especially tight ends now, and like Greg Olsen when he was here, Colston Loveland now, Cole Kmet, if you can get that size-speed combination, well, you know what? You've got the size where you can handle a small defensive back, and you've got the speed where you can just
run past a linebacker or even a safety in Colston Loveland.
So the mismatches now in the NFL, this is what the best teams do. And to a certain degree, San Francisco does it with Juszczyk and Kittle. It's personnel that creates the mismatch now, not necessarily scheme, which is amazing.
What I love about it, though, and what it shows about Ben that I think is fascinating to watch as he continues as the Bears head coach is, I don't know if I've felt more confident ever since I've been a professional about a Bears offensive coach. Even with Martz, like there was a lot of stuff with Martz that was super dogmatic. And it's like he's going to run what he's going to run no matter what. And when I'm watching Ben Johnson, and by the way, shoot, we should have played that for Zach. Martz was on with us last week, and he talked about how he wishes he would have done things differently with Jay, but whatever. The point about Ben...
So do I.
Yes, and Greg Olsen. But seeing Ben never be at a deficit from a football smarts standpoint, that if you're watching the Bears offensively, you go, he's thinking ahead. He's not just reacting to what the defense is. He's got a plan. And this is when we talk about setting a team up. What Clay's saying there is Ben set them up, and then he said, here's the right time to do it. Let's do it, and let's make this big play.
Great point. You talked about this, Alex, earlier, about Belichick. Belichick's defenses in New England, you couldn't classify them as anything.
They were wherever they needed to be week to week,
depending on the opponent. That's the Bears' offense on a week-to-week basis. You don't know what you're going to see. I mean, yeah, you know they're going to run the ball, and you know they're going to be some explosive plays off the run that eventually lead to explosive plays with the passing game, but you don't know how to game plan for the Bears because he will set you up depending on where your vulnerability is. So what you saw last week against Green Bay is not necessarily going to be the same offense that you see take the field against San Francisco on Sunday night. That's part of the fun.
Alex, what are we doing in the last segment? Have you decided yet?
We're going to have a little bit of fun.
Oh.
Let's just...
I like that.
Just go with that.
That's next here on the...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Score.
And at the end of the day, it's after Packers always.
That post game with DJ Moore might have been my favorite thing that happened Saturday night outside of the throw to DJ Moore, because it was just organic. It was just like, yeah, I'm totally gonna do the interview, but I am gonna throw in some stuff that maybe you are not quite prepared for.
I gotta ask you guys, how do you feel about the hats? We haven't been able to discuss this a whole lot. How do we feel about these cheese grater hats that apparently, according to the company that sells them, have sold over there are over 3,000 orders and they have completely sold out of them.
Well, I'm happy for a small business succeeding, come up with an idea, and then that idea gets incredible advertising by Bears playing. Caleb was out serving the people and was wearing one of them. Like, that's crazy to me. So I always kind of like the Bears fans didn't have that, and that they could easily point their finger at Packers fans for wearing a foam cheese head. But you know what? As I've gotten older, I have mellowed on some of my thoughts on this stuff. Do what you need to do and have a good time, as long as no one gets hurt.
I agree with that.
So, guys, I'm out next week.
Where are you going?
I'm going to be in Southern California all week.
It never rains in Southern California.
It does not. So we're coming up on the end of the year, and I have to ask you, if I could get you a cheese grater hat or some Pope White Sox memorabilia, which one are you taking first? Because both of these ruled 2025 here in Chicago.
I'm definitely taking the Pope White Sox memorabilia because everything keeps coming up Milhouse for the White Sox. Number one pick. You know, these are good things to have the Pope on your side. So, yeah. And
so this is for superstitious reasons.
No, I'm also...
And your proof of concept, right?
I'm also a lapsed Catholic. So that part of it... And it's such a Chicago story. Like the idea, the Pope is a dude named Bob who used to listen to the score. Like, wrap your mind around that. That there you in 2005, there Bob was listening to Chris Ronji do pre and post game.
Lawrence, in 2025, Chuck Swirsky presented the Pope with a Bulls jersey and talked about being on the score.
Oh, I know, because Zach had to fill in and do play-by-play for the Bulls, and no one knew where Chuck was. And then it's like, oh my God, Chuck's with the Pope.
Well, tonight he'll be on the score.
He will, and it will be the only local call, by the way, because the game is on Prime. So the only local call of the Bulls game against the Sixers will be here on the score. Pre-game starts at 6:15, tip-off is 6:30. On the score in the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls radio network powered by Heli Forklifts.
I just think it's awesome. Do you think the Pope is as fired up as the rest of the city is about Bears 49ers this weekend? And knowing that, for example, Olin Krutz came on earlier this hour, does he go back and listen to the podcast version of this show to listen to Olin's breakdown of the game?
Here's what I've learned, especially over the last 3 years. I've had a bunch of interactions with people, and I'm like, wait, that person listens to the score? And like, yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I would not, like, the Pope thing threw me. So, like, it absolutely threw me. Like, this guy clearly used to listen to our Bears reports when we were Bears reporters. Like,
oh yeah,
that's weird.
Well, they were good reports.
They were.
I mean, come on. If you're a fan, where else were you going to get better information?
They were.
Do you think he knows about that time that you guys saw Prince at the Super Bowl?
Yes, I would hope that he's heard us tell that story. Look, we have so many stories from that week. Things we saw, people that we saw, like, wait a minute, this is a little late for you to be out on South Beach, isn't it? I ran into Thomas Jones the Saturday before the Super Bowl on South Beach during the day. He wasn't out like past curfew. And I'm like, TJ, what are you doing down here? He's like, oh, I have a house over there. And I'm like, oh, well, that makes a lot of sense for you to do that. But the stuff that we saw, the parties that we were part of, Zach and the Amanda Beard thing, there's a lot going on that week. We spent too much time in Miami.
Oh, no. Not enough time.
Sir, 9 days in Miami is too many. That's too many days. I know you had a good time, and I did too. It was too many days.
What?
That's a wrap.
What stinks is you have this great week down there, the buildup. The game started out great. And then when it ends,
yeah,
and the Colts confetti, the blue and white comes raining down, it just ends like that, and it's over. And it's the worst feeling because you know you're probably not going to be back. You can't guarantee that you're ever going to be back in that situation. And that's why if you're the Bears, go out and seize this season.
No doubt about it. Thanks for listening to a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday, presented by your local Ford dealers in Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. This was a fun show, and it went by really, really quickly. We'll have to have Zach back on before baseball season begins so that we can talk more about what's going on with these Bears, and maybe he'll tell some of those stories from 2006.
Need to hear the Amanda Beard one.
Oh, it played out publicly on the air, most of it.
Need to refresh my memory.
Real quick.
The text that I got from Zach later on didn't play out on the air.
Yeah, that
but.
I can't talk about. But I will say this. So our good friend Dan was, Dan and Terry were on the air. And Dan was, I think I can say this. I don't think he'll be upset. Started off the interview there. I don't know. It was just weird about the impact chlorine has on her hair. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, come on, what are we doing here? And I waited for a little opening. And then I just said, I don't think, Amanda, I've ever seen you with your hair dry. And that led to a fun interview.
It was a very fun interview. Uh-huh. Yes, it was. Well, Alex, that's a little bit of score history that we'll share with you when you get back from your trip. For Alex, for Zach Zaveman, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support. You show our show every single day. We will do our best to repay the favor on Monday. Speegs will be back. Enjoy yourselves this weekend. Take in the warmth while you can. We'll talk to you Monday. Bulls Pre coming up in about 20 minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen. The weekend.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.